You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm joined by Senator Dan Katowski, because he won't let me call him former senator, all these technicalities.
So untrue.
I know, because it's the last office that you achieved. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get used to the beard. I asked Senator Katowski,
I look like Celine Dion's husband.
The fact that they know what he looks like really reflects more on them than anything else.
That's what I said. It means you're a big Celine fan.
Yeah.
A little bit too into her. And I think he's has a little bit more size.
Her husband slash manager. Is that who that is? Right? Isn't he?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have grown this beard out. Mm-hmm. Is this because you are no longer traveling down to Springfield?
I grew one last year. Around Christmas time.
So is anyone, and I'm the first person to make a Brian Urlacher joke to you?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't know what's happened to Brian Urlacher. Although it didn't happen to Brian Urlacher.
It did to his head, at least.
To his head. But he has entered into a relationship with is it hair plugs? Is it a
I feel
insulation?
Like it's a full transplant.
What's it called? Oh, transplant.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. We need to pull up a picture for you. I will do that momentarily. But yes, he has been sort of secluded for the last couple months because he's been having this done, letting it sort of take hold. And then he revealed himself on WGN-TV Morning News yesterday and Windy City Live, and has been having, I guess, press conferences about his hair. And Esmeralda thinks he looks better now than he did as a bald man. I disagree. I loved his shaved
Esmeralda.
Head.
Esmeralda, I can't believe you're turning on the bald guys like that.
I know.
It looks softer. He looks like a meathead before.
Oh, because it's shiny and looks kind of...
You just look more menacing.
There's a great picture of Brian Urlacher next to me. We're at an event, and we're sitting next to each other, and both of us in our gleaming glory, and I'm very proud of that picture.
Gleaming glory.
Gleaming glory, yes.
Are you going to give him a picture?
Is there a picture?
It's got to be, yes. There's many. It was all news yesterday. I love that you are under some rock that you were not able to... learn of this.
No, I was actually working today. I wasn't.
Interesting.
Not that you weren't. I was trying to help some kids lead better lives.
Child surf. As the CEO.
I'd say he looks pretty good. But I also think, you know, he was a handsome guy. He was so kind to my kids.
I'm not judging his kindness or his taste in women, Jenny McCarthy.
I just want to say this as a story. Like, well, the coolest thing was last year, or 2 years ago, my kids got a chance to go to his house because we were a friend there, and to hang out and play football with his kids inside the house. And he signed autographs for them and took pictures with them.
Yeah.
He was so sweet. He was so kind to them.
I've never heard any disparaging remarks about Brian Urlacher until he had the hair implants. And they're not disparaging, but it's like a very...
I'd say it looks pretty good. They did a pretty nice job there.
Is that because you aspire to say the same?
No.
Okay.
I love right now. I'm
like feeling the breeze on your scalp.
I feel it. I like it. It's it was a big to me. I once wrote a poem about losing my hair and coming to grips with it. And
how old were you when you started to lose your hair?
Gosh, it was, I don't know. I mean, more in a more decisive way. Mm-hmm. I'd say kind of like my early to mid 20s.
Yeah.
Do you still have that poem?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Do you remember it?
Yeah. There's a line in it. I'm sick and tired of pretending that I have hair, of carefully parting my every last follicle across my empty scalp. Those are a couple of lines in it. And scalp shine, naked truth revealed, something like that. There were lines like that. And it was just all about embracing the fact that I didn't have any hair and I didn't care. And so what?
Yeah.
You know,
but you have a good skull. I'm saying, like, there are people who don't pull off their hair being gone as well as people like you. Uh-oh. You have a good head shape, is what I'm saying. There's no easy
I went to get a hat fitted for a hat last week at this store called Optimo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the woman said I had a long oval.
A long oval?
Yes. I'd never heard that before.
A long oval. How does that affect the sizing of your hat?
I just went with it.
Okay.
I said, well, that's a heck of a compliment.
Was it a compliment?
I have no idea. I just
take
assumed
that
it was, yes.
I like that.
But the hat that was fitted for it, it just fit perfectly.
What kind of hat were you in the market for?
I got this beautiful fedora.
Ooh. And you wear the Cubs hat?
I didn't get it yet. Okay. It's supposed to come in the mail this week. Anne and I spent the night in the town. We went to the Palmer House.
Nice.
And then we went out to dinner. And then I'd been given a gift card a couple years ago, and I'd never used it. And it was a very nice gift card. And I went and got this hat at Optimo Hats. And it was just this really cool shop in the middle at the Monadnock building. Mm-hmm. You ever been that building?
That's the first skyrise?
The first high rise in Chicago. Went there.
I've never been in there, but I know where it is.
Yeah.
It's a cool building.
It is a cool building.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, and one night in the town, on the town with your
wife? We went on the town, and then we walked all the way up to Michigan Avenue. We walked right by the studio here. Mm-hmm. We went and got some hot chocolate over at the Nestle shop there down by Water Tower.
Cool.
We ate at the room called, I think it's called the Cherry Oak Room in the new CAA Hotel, which the food was awesome. We felt a little bit out of our element. You know,
why?
We've got all the little young hipsters there, you know, people sniffing the corkscrews.
Really?
Yes. I didn't know. Did you know that? Is that like a thing?
I mean, they give you the cork, and I'm like, I just want some wine. I don't need it to be an event.
No, there was a whole the guy who was serving it was very great. The service was terrific, mm-hmm. and we had our wedding reception at the CAA. That's where so we went back there because it's opened up as a hotel. So, but the guy was serving the wine and he sniffed it right in a glass, and then he handed the guy at the table who was sitting there with two couples, and he handed him the cork, and he sniffed the cork, and he nodded his head, and I was just like, really?
Wow. Well, I guess if you can, I mean, what are you looking for? Unless it's either wine or vinegar, right?
I guess you're trying to smell if it's fresh, if it's, you know.
I don't have that.
Yeah, I can tell you if it's a good hot dog or not.
Well, that sounds like a lovely evening on the town.
We had a great evening, yeah. And then, it was very enjoyable. And Palmer House is just a wonderful hotel.
Where is it? I don't even know. Is it Palmer House down by Macy's?
Yeah, it's right over on State Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy.
And his, the hotel mm-hmm. was given to his wife mm-hmm. for an engagement present.
Back in the 18-somethings.
Yeah, right? And the first hotel burned down.
Yeah, with the city fire.
Right, right.
We're always like walking around. We must be such boring days to our spouses.
Fire, yes,
like the Chicago fire.
No, actually, Anne knew all about it. So
okay,
she's been into all this like history stuff and studied like kind of the history of Chicago. So it was great. It was a big nerdy.
Okay, I don't think you need to rope Anne into being your fellow nerd.
Oh yeah, she is. Which is all right. Yeah.
I know Steve and I are the same way. Yeah. Have you seen speaking of nerds, have you seen the new Star Wars?
I have.
And what did you think?
You know, people were raving about it. I was, have you seen it?
I have twice.
Did you?
Twice. We might go see it tomorrow. We might see it a third time. We haven't heard back from our boss who joked about going to see it with us, and then I'm trying to hold her.
So here's where I struggled with. Really like
Wait, spoilers, if anyone.
I'm not going to say anything. I just struggled with Princess Leia.
Why?
She just didn't seem
She's been through war.
She didn't seem like
so
she had
lots
a lot
happened.
Of
the galaxy is coming apart at the seams.
Exactly.
She's a general. Like
the scenes where they
had, how many generals have a bounce in their step that you know of? She's a general. She's been through battle.
I know.
She wasn't. Last time you saw her, she was in a metal bikini.
And I was the same comment we made. We're like, God,
I'm so tired of this conversation.
What did you have it before?
No, people are. You're saying that she seemed a little low energy, which other people are saying she's not. Doesn't look like she aged well. Or
I didn't say that.
I know you didn't. That's what I'm saying.
I think she looked fine. I think she looked good.
Okay.
I thought it was kind of strange with when they were kind of like sitting around. It's like. We have to go to the, you know.
But her character was always kind of sarcastic or cynical. But that's still, she wasn't as buoyant as Han Solo. Or she was always kind of like the through line was always a little bit like, this is happening.
You just asked me these what I
idiots.
Thought. You don't have to, you know, you try to beat that, it out of me.
The only thing you think is that Princess Leia was, I mean,
I struggled
the
with
general...
those two. I was like, I didn't really make the transition. I saw
She's
Star
in the
Wars.
Movie for 3 minutes.
I saw Star Wars when I was a kid at the Northtown Theater.
I was at the Gateway Theater
saw
on Lawrence
like
Avenue.
Five different times, mm-hmm. you know, because they'd have the movie there every weekend, right? And you keep going back, and I loved it. And it was just the transition wasn't as seamless for me, you know. And I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. You know, loved Harry Potter.
I don't understand why that's.
But no, I was like more like into the books, and I was like, okay, I care.
And did you like the movies?
Love the movies. Okay. Yeah.
I think the first one was the best for me. Like the way they created, the Christopher Columbus created that world, I thought was well done. Did
awesome.
You like Star Wars 1, 2, and 3, the
yes,
prequels?
Yes, very much so.
And you are hesitant on 7?
Just a little bit, yeah. I'd give it 3 out of 4.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I'd give it 3 out of 4.
Did you notice the new characters in the movie at all?
Doug? Yes, I like the new characters.
Good. Okay,
a lot.
Wonderful.
I did. I like the new characters.
You focused on like Rey and.
Yeah, I had new... I cared about it, and I thought,
and, Finn.
And I also the fact that
Poe, BB-8.
It was very. It was very
Latino in space. That's right. Finally.
Yeah, that's what I was saying as soon as it happened.
Yes,
I was like, you know, I'm in.
All right then.
Yeah.
But the only thing takeaway you had when we first started this conversation was that Princess
Jen... I struggled a little bit with her. They're kind of like, it's like they're there and it's like, oh yeah, we have to have Princess Leia. And I also at the end, and I was like, Luke Skywalker's just sitting there staring.
So a little cheesy. Too cheesy.
Just a little bit.
Do you know where he was?
Huh?
He was in, you know, like geographically where he actually was, where they filmed it.
On a hill in
he was
Hawaii.
In Dingle. It was Ireland, Dingle Bay Peninsula.
Really?
Yes, Dingle Peninsula. It's beautiful. I've been there. As soon as she was walking up the stairs, I was like, I've been to Luke Skywalker's house. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. State Senator Dan Katowski joins me. He is now the CEO of ChildServe. And I called you earlier. I was in a crowded place. I was actually watching the Blackhawks game at a bar when I
saw. Oh, you didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
You said you were in church.
I did. That's the organ, not the... but I was going to ask you, and I should have sent you a link to any of the articles about laws for 2016. Although you are no longer serving in our General Assembly, I thought perhaps you had thoughts on bills that were passed and that now become law. And I didn't. But you were mentioning that there are some funds that are also we could be utilizing in this time of kind of distress that we have with our state budget. What is going undone?
See, I had a conversation with one of my colleagues, Senator Heather Staines. She and I worked on the budget together. Mm-hmm. She's one of the brightest minds in Illinois government, and learned a tremendous amount from her. We've talked about this for years. Is these special use funds? The state budget is split into three things. It's general revenue funds, other state funds, and federal funds. And other state funds is about 800 special use funds. They're other state funds, and they come from fees. Mm-hmm. They come from fees and fines and things like that. So a lot of these funds, they're standing surpluses. It's
right.
Committed but not needed.
Isn't there
money.
Like a salmon protection fund?
There's all sorts of things. Hey, there's funds for banking fees.
Do we have a lot of salmon
fees.
In Illinois?
I can't tell you that whether we do or don't.
Okay.
The issue is these funds are protected year in, year out just by the mere fact that they actually have money in them.
Right.
And typically, that's a backwards way of thinking. They shouldn't be protected just because they're growing money.
Well, protected funds should be like for schools. Protected funds should be for
central services.
Needs, central services.
Yeah, central services, because these funds naturally replenish themselves.
Right.
It's not like they don't. And the folks who set up these funds, who had the lobbyists in place to set them up, said, no, you can't touch those funds.
How big is like the wildlife lobby? I mean, I can't imagine.
Well, it's also when people were doing things while other people weren't looking, and people had an understanding of how the process works, right?
Yes.
And I've tried to shine the light on this for years. It's like, no, let's take those special use funds and collapse them
into
general funds.
You had mentioned it last summer when they had, last spring when they had basically cut off the funding for organizations like Autism Speaks and the after school programs and Smoking Cessation on World Autism
Day.
Right. And you were trying to find ways to sweep funds from other places, including whether it was IHEAP, wasn't that one of
LIHEAP? Yeah,
LIHEAP. And a solution came because miraculously the governor found $300 million in tax surplus. Remember that was like,
yeah.
That was like they shook the couch or something. I went, oh no, we found some.
And that's what's interesting. If you look at if you really wanted to look at the government honestly and where they spend money, there's these transfers out. That was one other area looked at. These automatic transfer of funds for areas of spending that have been going on for years.
Mm-hmm.
The question is whether or not we should be spending that money automatically.
Right.
What I wanted to do is eliminate all automatic funding when I was a senator, but also eliminate all these automatic growth of these special funds. What makes them special? Why are they called special? When people who have special needs aren't getting the kind of special treatment that they deserve.
Right.
And I was talking about this the other day, and people were like, well, why can't the state resolve what they're doing? And I was like, you know what? I don't know. But I became infuriated because of the fact that it was like the people, as we've talked about right now, the people who are basically suffering the most are the innocent people, mm-hmm. people who don't have the power, who don't have the kind of voice that they should have, and people are out looking for them, or out working on their behalf, who want something done on their behalf, can't get it done because everything's at a standstill.
It is.
Meanwhile, you can get that money. There's excess money. There's over $1 billion in these excess money. It could be one-time infusion of dollars. It's not going to be a permanent revenue solution, but you can access these dollars and you can use these dollars. You know, it's kind of like if you had a problem at home. And
but people would say, well, if you're not going to fix the rest of it, why should we use that money now when we could fix the system and then spend the money? Because the governor has said that he's not going to allow Michael Madigan, the Speaker of the House, to raise taxes. That I guess he said that he's heard Michael Madigan say himself that he wants to go back to 5% taxes, and he won't let that happen unless we fix other things. I suppose it's like the unions and right to work sort of legislation, the workman's comp that he's been pushing for. So how do you answer, like, why would we spend that $1 billion? Or any part of it if we still haven't fixed any of our other problems? That's what people keep saying on the other side, isn't it?
I don't know what people are saying on the other side, but I'll tell you what people, what voters are saying and taxpayers are saying, and they're saying, you know what, just pass a budget because my kid goes to school.
Because you are now working with an organization where you can have a direct impact on families. What experience are you having as far as the budget standstill with the organization ChildServe? How has that impacted you?
Fortunately, over decades, there were people who were smart enough to take this challenge to the courts, mm-hmm. and say, what happens if you don't pass a budget? And there's these court orders and these consent decrees to protect funding for kids who right. are victims of abuse and neglect.
So early intervention doesn't have that kind of protection because they were one of the groups that was like the latest paid until they finally did get a consent
decree.
Right,
that's under DHS. Yeah, exactly.
So DHS does not have the same.
Not a lot of them. Not a lot of them. There's consent decrees for... Yeah,
I know. This is why we.
Is that like our Oscars music where we have to like close my speech?
But you can stay. We have some folks from Sketchfest that I'd love to introduce you to.
Really?
Yeah, just a few moments.
Oh, that'd be a lot of fun.
Dr. Dingman is on at I think Craig has said he's going to call in sometime tonight. Have you been on the air for Dr. Dingman?
I have not.
I'll warn you. More for this on 720 WGN. It's pretty late.